Shout it loud, hallelujah. It louder, hallelujah. May the Lord God bless you real good. May the Lord God bless you real good. He brought you here to bless your life. May the Lord God bless you. Talk to somebody and shout it.
May the Lord God bless you real good.
Real good now.
May the Lord God bless you real good.
Real good now.
He brought you here to bless your life. May the Lord God bless you real good.
Talk to another person and shout it. Raise up your right hand to the heavens and declare this with violence and with power. I cut off the head of my Goliath in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and cut off the head of your Goliath. Jesus' name we pray. Say, my Father, empower me. Can you say that loud? In the name of Jesus. Ask for the empowerment of the Holy Ghost. My Father, empower me. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus' name we pray. Say, I plug myself into the socket of signs and wonders by the power in the blood of Jesus. I plug myself into the socket of signs and wonders by the power in the blood of Jesus. Jesus' name we pray. Sing this song loud and clear to the glory of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Jesus is a winner man. Jesus is a winner man. Jesus is a winner man. A winner man all the time. Jesus.
Jesus is a winner man.
Winner man.
Jesus is a winner man. A winner man all the time.
Winner man.
Winner man, a winner man, a winner man.
Winner man.
Winner man, a winner man, a winner man.
Winner man.
Winner man, a winner man, a winner man. A winner man all the time.
I am on the winning side.
I am on the winning side. I am on the winning side.
Winning side.
I am on the winning side. The winning side all the time.
Winning side.
Winning side, a winning side, a winning side.
Magnify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. Magnify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Magnify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Magnify the Lord with me.
royal throne.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus sits on the royal throne.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus sits on the royal throne.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus sits on the royal throne.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. three dangerous prayers to pray before you sit down. They are to be prayed mercilessly. There are too many situations surrounding us that need this kind of prayers now. Three prayers. Can you say this loud and clear? Every wicked altar raised against me. Can you say this loud and clear? Crumble now.
In the name of Jesus.
Command the wicked altars to crumble. Every wicked altar raised against me, crumble now. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, every bewitchment fashioned against my head,
death! In the name of Jesus.
Bewitchment fashioned against my head, die in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Any power redirecting my star. It's a serious prayer, this one. Any power redirecting my star. You are a liar.
Death! In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we thank you for a time like this. We worship you and we adore you. For you have been our rock and our strength. It is written, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things were made by him. Without him was nothing made that was made. Father, I'm praying for anyone here right now that needs a replacement of anything that is wrong, anything the enemy has battered, anything the enemy has altered. Father, let your power
cause the replacement to happen in the name of Jesus.
Let your power
cause the replacement to happen in the name of Jesus.
Let your power
cause the replacement to happen in the name of Jesus.
Lay your hands upon your people. Open our understanding. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. A louder amen. A louder amen. Let's have a seat. God bless you. Listen very, very carefully to me this morning, to this message. I am going to be intentionally sluggish, so that you can catch every word I'm saying here this morning. It's good to listen very, very carefully. Unmasking the enemy. That is removing the mask, or removing the covering, or removing the veil. Unmasking the enemy. Listen very carefully. A lot of people have been destroyed. Some are lost. Some have shortchanged their destiny. Because they call their enemies their friends, they call their friends their enemies. It's a serious situation when you don't really know what you are facing. You cannot differentiate between an enemy and a friend. Many of us who even claim to have come from families, most of those families, they can jolly well be called a lion's den. So this is how you should listen carefully. Unmasking the enemy. 2 Corinthians
chapter 11. Look at this. One of the passages that scares one most in scripture. Very scary passage. 2 Corinthians 11:14. It's very fearful. Very scary indeed. One really needs to be very careful and needs to be very vigilant. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14. If you are there, say yes. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. And no marvel. It means don't be surprised that Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light. You see him, it looks like an angel, but it's not. Inside is something else completely. Verse 15.
So therefore,
it is no great thing if his ministers be transformed as ministers of righteousness. That is, the satanic ministers too. They too masquerade as ministers of righteousness. So whose end shall be according to their works? Please understand this very, very well. Know this very well. This is scripture we're reading. This passage is a passage that should bother any vigilant Christian. Takes me back to the story of that brother who decided on the 7 days night vigil and he started praying. 12 midnight, he will start the prayer. And he keeps quiet at 3 p.m. What's going on? On one prayer point, not two. He had issues. He picked just one prayer point and was going. On the 7th day, as he prayed, he saw a man in white garment standing before him. And he said, "Brother Solomon, your prayers are heard. I will uphold you with my right hand of righteousness." Brother Solomon was happy, but he looked carefully. He said, "Stop the prayer. It has been answered. I will uphold you with my right hand of righteousness." Well, when Brother Solomon looked closely at this person that looked like an angel, he found that he was raising up the left hand, and yet he was saying, "I will uphold you
with my right hand of righteousness," whereas he was raising the left hand.
That was something Brother Solomon discerned quickly.
If this man is from God, from heaven,
why is he raising up the left hand and said, "I will uphold you with my right hand of righteousness"? Brother Solomon stopped his prayer,
looked at the fellow, and said, "Receive the fire of God."
And the thing vanished, disappeared. It shows you the kind of vigilance we should have. Listen very carefully, beloved. The devil specializes in masquerading, disguises, wearing masks, wearing covering, wearing veil. The devil is a professor in the University of Chameleon, but they just change. So we must know as believers how to address those masks and covering in prayer. We must know how to address it. You know, when they say occultic. Occultic means to conceal, to hide, to cause something to disappear from your view. Something mysterious, secret and supernatural. That's what they call occultic. We need to specifically pray to uncover the secret of the enemy. This is a very, very serious matter, and I want you to understand this. We were in Ghana many years back, and a woman brought a child, an 11-year-old boy, for prayers. She claimed the boy was always into epileptic fits. He would go into epilepsy, he would recover. Go into epilepsy, he would recover. So she wanted me to pray for the boy. But as I wanted to pray, I opened my eyes and looked at the boy again.
I found there was a
chain hanging on his neck. I said, "Madam, remove that chain." She said, "No. No, sir. That chain has been upon him since he was a baby.
That's why he has not died."
They asked me to put it there. I said, "But you must remove it. If not, I'm not praying." I said, "Well, you are from Nigeria. We don't see you here often. Because it's you, I will remove it." So she carefully took away the chain. So there was a small pendant below that chain. So, madam, break this thing open. Break it. Say, that would destroy it. Break it. She tried. It was difficult to break. She used a stone. Broke the thing into two like this. Inside that thing was inscribed, I love Satan. Inside it. That's what the boy has been hanging on his neck since. I'm praying for somebody here. That the miracle of uncovering darkness will begin to manifest in your life in the name of Jesus. If you understand that prayer, your amen will not be like that. Satan hides his ways from our eyes of understanding. Satan creates occultic veils and uses magic and other dark strategies to hide from sight. Satan can hide under civilization. Satan can hide under modernization. Satan can hide under fashion. He creates the veils. So you really don't see who is behind it. If God opens your eyes and you can see a little bit into the world of the jewelers, all those jewelers that people put on, all those people rub their bodies. If God can open your eyes to know that there are factories under the water producing things for us to buy, you will run until nobody stops you. You had a testimony of that sister here who had the weave ones at home. Whereas by the weave one on the head, she had tied her own womb. And she just did not know. Ignorance is a destroyer. Ignorance is voluntary misfortune. All forms of ignorance destroy. It has been well said that a man's mountain is a mountain of his ignorance. That's why the Bible says, you shall know the truth. That truth that you know will set you free. The truth you do not know cannot set you free. Truth is powerful, but it's when you know it that it sets you free. Satan uses the atmosphere and environment to conceal his plan. It creates a veil. If, like they taught us in the junior school, that Satan is really an angel with two horns, with a long serpentine tail, he won't approach you and you will follow him. So he will not come like that. He will come like an angel of light. Sometimes he may even come like a helper. So the enemy hides. The enemy conceals. The enemy screens. He cloaks. He masks. He disguises. He withdraws or removes himself from sight. So you don't really know who the enemy is. In order to keep himself secret, he camouflages. He masquerades. He uses a smoke screen. So you don't really know who is behind this. Let me allow you to understand this morning. Nothing happens by chance. There are clever, intelligent spirits behind all happenings. The enemy disguises his plans and strategies. He hides his way from us. As far as you are a divine person that God created, no human beings like evil per se. It is when they are caged, confused and deceived that they think is the right way. Since the enemy forms a covering that hides his ways, it means that you and I as believers, we must look past the visible to see the invisible. We must stop seeing men as men. We need to break anything the enemy creates to hinder our ability to discern him, to say, no, this is the enemy. We need to be able to look at situation and say, an enemy has done this. So he did it in the night, but an enemy has done it. Many of us, because of this lack of ability to remove the covering, have walked into the enemy's trap. we have walked into the enemy's net because we could not discern. Many of us have unconsciously entered into terrible satanic web, and we have spent time trying to set ourselves free,
not knowing that
every month we renew it. Every time we renew it,
we come out of the bondage, unconsciously
re-enter.
We come out of the bondage, we unconsciously again
re-enter. This is a very terrible thing. A terrible thing indeed. Happy is the man who can see the enemy, but will pretend as if he does not know. Happy is the man who can see that you are wearing a mask and is just watching you and smiling, because he knows you for who you are, but is not telling you. One thing I used to teach our pastors, that if the Lord reveals somebody to you in the church that this person is a witch, it is a wrong strategy to go and confront the person. If God reveals somebody to you in your family, the person is a witch, it is a wrong strategy.
Go and say,
it's a wrong strategy. You don't tell them anything. You continue your prayer, you keep observing the person and pretend as if you don't know. So since you know the person and you are not revealing that you know the person, then you will be able to know who the friends of the persons are. You then know all of them.
But if we shout down on one,
what they do? They reorganize. Change their strategy. Transfer your case file to a more clever witch, because you could not keep your mouth shut.
I'm praying for somebody. I said the anointing to unmask the enemy will come upon your life now in the name of Jesus. That amen is not strong enough.
I shared with you here years ago, a man who was a millionaire began to become poor. And the poverty was due to a wound on the leg of his wife. They spent money trying to get this wound to be healed. But every morning, the leg brings out fresh blood.
Fresh blood.
The man was amazed. The woman spent all her money.
The man spent all his money.
Yet the leg did not heal. They went everywhere. Yet the leg did not heal. It was at that level. The man came to a prayer meeting.
And he had a little bit of what I'm telling you. Not fully blown like I'm telling you now. Just a little bit.
He now got home and started praying. People from Wari say, the Peking will say, Mama no go sleep. In two, no go sleep. The child that says the mother will not sleep. Child two will not sleep. 12 midnight. He started praying. Oh Lord, show me the secret. Oh Lord, show me the secret. Oh Lord, show me the secret. He prayed for 3 nights. He didn't see anything. He went back to the pastor discouraged. Daddy, I didn't say anything. And we are still spending money. The man of God said, continue the prayer. He continued. On the 21st day, 21st day, as he was praying, a strange man entered his room. It was an angel of God. And he said, son, we need to attend a meeting. Meeting? He said, yes. He said, give me your hand. He held his hand. They flew off. And they arrive in the covo. The angel said, don't talk, just observe. Don't talk, just observe. So he sat down. In that coven, it was as if they could see what they were doing, but they could not see them. People began to arrive at the meeting. The first person that came in
destabilized the man.
It was his girlfriend many years ago that he was seriously committing immorality with. She was the first witch to arrive. The man said, hey. Then the meeting, they began to come. They began to come. They began to come. Very soon, he saw his mother-in-law. This woman too.
I've always known.
But this woman is one of, this is a witch. Because her eyes are too big. Anyway, the woman got inside. The meeting went on. All of a sudden, his wife walked in. He wanted to scream. Then just quiet. Wife came in. Wife sat down, stretched her leg. And every meat they are cutting in the meeting, to shear. They were cutting it on the leg of your wife.
Her leg was a wooden slab we were using to cut meat.
Danger said, have you seen?
Let's go.
And they went back. In the morning, the man couldn't, he needed grace to be able to
keep quiet. So one in the morning, the woman came again, darling, this leg. Leg.
Were you not the one putting your leg down for them to be using as a
slab to cut things? Now you are wasting my money here.
Oh, I said, how did you know that? She said, I'm sorry. I won't do it again. By the next morning, leg was healed. If the man did not unmask, he would have died in poverty. This is why the sevenfold man you are going to shout now
should be different from the one you have been shouting since. I am praying for you that the anointing to unmask the enemy will fall upon you in the name of Jesus.
Listen, the angel of light is more dangerous than the deceiving serpent or the roaring lion.
And if you say lion, say, you know this is a lion, you will carry your bag and run.
If you say serpent crawling towards you now,
you will run away because you could see that it's a snake. You can see it's a lion.
But when it's an angel of light, you will stay. As a woman, you could even look at that angel of light and say, what a handsome man. I love you. Whereas is Satan incarnate. So that angel of light is much more dangerous than the deceiving serpent
or the roaring lion.
The Bible tells us without any ambiguity that Satan is a father of lies, a grandmaster in deception, father of life, grandmaster, senior professor
in the school of telling lies.
While I was a bachelor, I lived in a house. I saw a scene that scared me. That day, I was genuinely scared. I was scared. There used to be a young bachelor by my side. My room was here, his room was by my side.
But this young man was a womanizer. What kinds of girls coming into his room every time?
One day, I was sitting outside. This girl came in, another one came in. They made a mistake. Maybe he gave them the wrong time.
Normally,
they don't meet themselves there.
But he miscalculated that day.
Or so I thought. The two girls met there. I was sitting outside my own room. All of a sudden, I saw these two girls in the spirit realm. They were both old women,
but looking
young and beautiful outside. And they talked to each other in Yoruba. Eyinle wambi. Eyinle wambi. All of a sudden, I thought I was dreaming. That vision cleared. And I saw the two girls. You have come to take away my boyfriend.
Then they started fighting. Serious fight.
And the man came out. Was trying to separate them.
And the other tenants came. They were trying to separate them from fighting.
Here are two guys from the same coven sent to destroy a person.
They put up
a show that they were each other's enemies to deceive this boy. The boy is dead now, killed by what he knows to do best, sleeping with women. When your eyes are closed, it's a dangerous thing indeed. The most subtle and dangerous form of operation. Let me say that again. Most subtle and dangerous form of operation
of Satan
is to masquerade as an angel of light. He will carry the Bible. He may preach. He may quote scriptures. But it's all a lie to cover up certain things. The evil you don't recognize is the greatest threat. It's evil, but you don't recognize it. It's greatest threat.
If Satan came, as we often portray, with horns and with tail, we will flee. So he comes clothed in beauty and in sheep's clothing. Satan has so many disguises. He disguises so much, it will make us to be laughing at sin. You think it's sin and you're laughing. It disguises so much, it even turns sin into entertainment. It disguises so much, it gives anesthesia to kill the pain of guilt that we are feeling. It disguises so much, it sends us teachers to tickle our ears. It disguises so much, it will be singing lullaby to us that judgment will not come. You like, keep sleeping, sing on,
sleep on a lullaby song to make a person feel there is no judgment. It masquerades so much, it will be convincing us that what is wrong is right and what is right is wrong.
The enemy disguises and wear a mask to prevent discovery, because he knows that the consequences of discovery may be catastrophic.
So he will try so that they don't discover who the person is.
They caught a man trying to spy. He kept saying, I'm not a spy. I'm not a spy. I'm not a spy. They did all kinds of checks on him.
He was still saying, I'm not a spy.
But in that country, everybody who is a native of that country is always circumcised. Then I said, okay. You say you're part of us, we'll check you out. They undressed the man and they found that he was circumcised. And I said, okay, it's part of us. Not knowing that he really was his part, but his circumcision was part of the deception. So, because the enemy knows that the consequences of discovery may be catastrophic.
I know
some of you listen to me this morning. If God opens your eyes and you see certain things, the way some of us will lose our temper, you will need heaven to calm them down. Because a lot of destruction
has taken place in so many lives.
And it's a strange thing. A man was inside a luxurious bus. Armed robbers came in, shot people. People died in the bus. This man laid flat on the floor to pretend that he was dead.
So they thought he was dead
and left him alone. After the robbers had left, he stood up and found a British passport
that had
dropped on the pocket of a dead man. He took it. He tried, put his own picture inside and traveled with it. He went abroad. He had a wrong identity. And he also knew that discovery would be catastrophic. Go to the immigration. And normally when you have the passport, you are not treated like foreigners. They have asked him to go.
But the man there
felt funny. I said, please come back. Please come back. I'm sorry. Just need to ask you some questions. So, you live here? Say yes. Since when? Oh, many, many years ago. Okay. Are you sure? Say yes. It's okay. Sorry, I just want to ask some questions. Hey, which street do you live? He mentioned the street. It's okay. That street, can you mention any other street close to that street? He did not know. He said, I can't remember. I said, okay. Maybe you can't remember. I said, please, can you just tell me two names of British newspapers? He said, I don't read newspapers. It's okay. We can excuse that. Maybe you don't know how to read newspapers. It's okay.
Sorry about that.
Okay, can you tell me two British supermarkets? I don't know.
Sir.
You don't eat? Sir, I just buy food anyway. Okay.
Maybe you don't buy food in the supermarket.
A man now put his hand in his pocket and remove a British 50p coin. Sir, what is the value of this money? Sir, I don't spend coins. It was then they now arrested him.
To discover what he had done.
So when somebody is trying to masquerade,
they know
discovery can be catastrophic.
So they will try not to be discovered. I am praying again for somebody here. the anointing to masquerade unfriendly friends. Receive that anointing in the name of Jesus. Let that be a sevenfold, amen.
When you cannot unmask the enemy,
you cannot remove the enemy's covering,
there are terrible consequences. Number one, you will call your enemies your friend, and you call your friends enemies. With due respect, all the young people that are here, that's when you are calling your boyfriend
or your girlfriend. If God opens your eyes,
you will change their name to girl enemy, boy enemy.
Go and ask most of your parents whether
it was their original boyfriend they married now.
You don't experiment with your destiny. Most of you are just experimenting with your destiny. Life is too short to experiment with your life. You don't use your body as experiment, which is what most of the young people are doing. That is why the generation
of the young ones now, they are not contributors, they are consumers, because they don't understand where they are going.
You call your enemies your friend, I call your friend your enemy. Two.
Second consequence is misfired aggression. You are fighting the wrong battle. You are fighting the wrong person. The person you should hug and embrace, you run away. The one you should avoid is the one who you are very close to. Misfired aggression.
The third consequence
is wasted energy. You just waste your energy, not knowing that what is causing the trouble is right before you. Number four, you may be feeding your enemies to fight you hard. Five, you'll be wasting your spiritual bullets because you're just firing the bullets at the wrong place. Six, you'll be fighting as one who beats the air. May you not fight as somebody who beats the air. Seven, you will be a subject of mockery by the enemy. Eight, you will be like the man who was hiding a serpent in his pocket. Hiding a serpent in his pocket. Nine, you'll be praying the wrong prayers because you can't do any sharp shooting. Ten, you'll be fighting a hard battle. 11, it will lead to frustration. 12, it will lead to stagnancy. 13, it will lead to consistent slavery. And lastly, it will lead to long-term battles. Beloved, we have an enemy who specializes in disguise and masquerading. There are humans who are not really humans amongst us. There is a barrage of lying spirits operating now. Jesus said, first Christ shall arise. And he said, they shall deceive many. There is a contest of counterfeit spirits happening now. And spiritual deception has led many astray. They don't understand. There are many here
who in their own right,
they are prophets. They are prophetesses. But they don't even understand themselves. Because they don't understand themselves, they are going to people they should be praying for.
They should be praying for them.
There are many such people here. They jump like mosquito, mountain to mountain,
valley to valley. We will pray now and close the service.
Some will still rush away again.
Instead of you to go home, take his Bible, meditate on what he has heard, pray some prayers, we will still rush to another place. Because he really has not discovered himself.
So for anyone who wants to unmask the enemy, your first major assignment is to unmask yourself. You yourself.
First of all, unmask yourself.
It's for you to answer that deep question. Who am I? Who am I? God came to Adam in the garden. Adam! Adam! Where are thou? I heard a voice in the garden and I was naked and I was afraid. I went to hide myself. The Lord said, who told you that you are naked? Who told you?
Who gave you that information
that you are naked? The question, who told you that God asked Adam? The same question.
Many of us need to answer.
What you are doing now? Who told you to do it? The husband you married.
Who told you to marry? The wife you married. Who told you to marry that wife? The business you are doing. Who told you to do the business?
Who told you? It's a question we need to answer.
If you must know
who you are, we're going to stop here and continue next time
on to the strategies
to now unmask the enemy. Rise to your feet now. We have some very dangerous prayers to pray this morning. Very dangerous prayers to pray. And I don't want you to take them as jokes, because they are very, very serious prayers. Rise to your feet, beloved. All eyes closed. Either where you are, begin to confess your sins to the Lord. Any sin that has closed your spiritual eyes, ask the Lord to forgive you. The Lord is here. His power is the absolute power. Thank you, Jesus. Ask him to forgive you of any sin that has closed your eyes. Lay your right hand on your two eyes now. Lay your right hand on your two eyes and sing this song loud. Open my eyes, oh Lord. Hallelujah. Open my eyes, oh Lord. Hallelujah. Open my eyes. I am ready to open. Hallelujah. Open my eyes. Hallelujah. Open. Hallelujah. Can you sing it louder on that a little bit? Open my eyes. It's a great prayer. It's a great prayer. Hallelujah. My eyes. Shout, make it a shout, make it a shout. Oh,
the psalmist said, "Open thou my eyes, O Lord, that I might behold wondrous things from thy law." You are going to pray like this, with your right hand still on your two hands. You will shout this prayer, you shout into your eyes. Of spiritual cataract. Can you say that loud and clear?
I want you to bring a command to those eyes loud and clear. Yeah! In the name of Jesus.
Jesus' name we pray. For many years, Saul trailed David. Many years trailing him. He was supposed to be a friend, but he had become an enemy. This is where the first prayer will start. All eyes closed. Every envious witchcraft trailing me like Saul trailed David. Can I hear you saying that loud and clear? Make it louder than that. That voice is still not loud enough. Open your mouth and decree.
Train me like Saul trained David. My butt has set a little worship.
In Jesus' name we pray.
I want you to really
get angry in your spirit on this second prayer. Submitting my name to the coven. I say, sister here, if you will pray this prayer, by the time you get home, that which has troubled you for years will have been resolved. Submitting my name to the covens.
You are a liar. In the name of Jesus. Something is happening, right? I told you. Masika tende keyabo shente raba. Malaka tende rabo sopole keyabo shente raba. Yes, 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 yes. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Masika yabo shente rabo sopole raba. Aha.
Jesus' name we pray. Evil bird birds flying in the night against me. Crash land. In the name of Jesus.
Evil birds flying the night against me, crash land. In the name of Jesus. Masika tenda ya boshende na bokopolika.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Occultic embargo
targeted against me. Can you shout it loud? Die by fire in the name of Jesus.
Occultic embargo targeted against me. Die by fire in the name of Jesus. Masaria katendaya boka sente.
In Jesus' name we pray. If you are that person here, many, many years ago somebody died, and you followed them to a place where they said they were going to call out the spirit of that dead person to find out who killed the person. You follow them there. Find a way to this altar and be on your knees.
Because
since that time, that spirit has not released you. Everybody will shout this again loud and clear. This is a very serious prayer. Balaam cursed, and it happened. When he now wanted to practice the curses on children of God, he failed. Powers hired to curse me fall after the order of Balaam. Powers hired to curse me fall after the order of Balaam.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus' name we pray. Through my prayers, say poison and magic of the enemy, swallow your owners.
In the name of Jesus,
their poison and their magic, let it swallow them in the name of Jesus. Jesus' name we pray. Every projection of sickness into my life
from the dream.
Can I hear the sister saying so? Sisters, can you shout it?
Is that the loudest sisters can shout? Brothers, can I hear you saying the same thing? Everybody together now. Everybody shouting this again.
In the name of Jesus.
Kill that projection. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Finally, with a voice that roars with expectation and violence, say, "My Father, in my dreams tonight, appear
in the name of Jesus."
Call for the appearance of the Lord
into your dream life.
Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. A louder amen.
The Lord blesses you from Zion. Makes his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. You will go from strength to strength and from glory to glory. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. The spirit of the God of Elijah shall be your rock and your shield. Every prayer request, O Lord, answer them by fire. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Three more times before you share the grace, sing this song loud and clear.
Open my eyes. Share the grace in fellowship.